Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a market that was kind of two-sided here today. We ended up with corn and winter wheats moving a little lower.
Yeah, the weather looks to be pressuring on the grains. And so, with dry weather for the next 5 days, we think that farmers will get a lot of the corn in, or at least get, let's say, past 80 to 85%. On soybeans, we should make it to about 45% this afternoon's report, so tack on another 20. We're probably at 65%. But thereafter, we're hopeful of rain, and rain makes grain, and that's the mentality the market has, at least today.
Any concern with this cold, frost, and freezing weather that we've had?
I think it's delaying some of the emergence, Randy. But other than that, as we think about corn, none of the corn. I drove through much of Illinois on the weekend, and I can tell you that corn just wasn't tall enough to really be impacted. There may be some winter wheat that was in the boot stage in the southern part of the state that could have been touched. But overall, I don't think it was a big negative yield event.
That's what was my question. Is be more impact on the soybeans, I think, than the corn, wouldn't it?
Well, the soybeans, I did not find a field that had emerged in Illinois or Indiana, so none. So everything was below ground, at least on the route that I took. And so I didn't see any fields that would really be impacted. Some corn was just starting to come through the ground, but nothing where the growing point was above ground.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I was under the assumption they had, because they had gotten it in so early, but I suppose those cool temperatures have been delaying that emergence anyway.
Yeah, the soils are just too cold, so everything has just been delayed. Some corn's been sitting in the ground for 3 weeks now. Corn and soybeans. So it's in the ground. It's not up. It's waiting for warmer weather.
Yeah, right. Okay. Livestock side, we were under some pressure here today.
Yeah, we were. We saw the livestock markets come down. It looks like packers will be paying according to whatever the beef market's doing. I say that because if you think about the packers, they're under investigation by the DOJ, and they want to just follow whatever the beef market is doing. So if beef goes up, so will cash cattle bids in any particular week. If beef goes down, so will cash cattle bids. My concern going forward, however, is we're still backing up a lot of animals, and I'm doubtful that we'll ever get beyond 80-85% of packer capacity as we're doing more spacing in the fabrication line. So with that in mind, we probably are looking at a summer where the marketing hole is filled in cattle, and prices just kind of bounce along the bottom, if we can say that.
Sure. There's been a lot of talk amongst some cattle producers, even lawmakers, about we need to add more smaller packing plants, but boy, that's a tough row to hoe too, I would think.
Oh, that'd be extremely tough. Maybe a better way to say it is we need to add some more butchers back in grocery chains. Our real problem is that we went the store-ready packaging. And so if fabrication takes place at the grocery and we start delivering on the rail again, that would be a big help. But today, that's a hard one to get the grocery stores to buy into and do again.
Boy, that's for sure. That's exactly right. All right. Anything else we need to be talking about here?
No, we got a USDA report tomorrow. We had some Chinese business in soybeans today. It looks like they're buying more regularly, and that's a good sign for the U.S. soybean producer. Other than that, the USDA will key directions thereafter with one eye on Mother Nature and what she gives us in terms of weather heading into early June.
And it also looks like we had a really good day here in Class 3 milk.
Yeah, no, the $3 billion of demand that President Trump announced late Friday and then the short covering and catching the funds has got the milk market higher. There's also some talk that the Chinese are buying whole milk skim powder again. So all of those ingredients are adding up to a strong day in the milk market.
Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company.